Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Troy Nicolini with the Peninsula Community Services District with your community comment. I want to talk to you about our district today, which serves the Samoa Peninsula south of the 255 Bridge. I've been on the board of this district for almost 20 years, and there has been an incredible amount of change during that time. In fact, even we've changed. We were the Samoa Peninsula Fire Department until 2019, when we reorganized into the Peninsula Community Services District. We're now almost like a city, providing a range of services including water, sewer, parks, streets, street lighting, and of course, fire and medical services. I led this effort to reorganize the fire department into a CSD, and it took almost 15 years from conception to completion. When we began this effort all those years ago, the peninsula was suffering from a period of economic decline associated with the closing of both pulp mills. Accordingly, the fire department's revenues declined to the point where we could barely function. So, reorganizing into a CSD seemed like a way to grow the fire department into something larger while also providing the services that the peninsula would need to support future economic and community development opportunities. Now, it turns out that it's very costly to reorganize a fire department into a CSD, and therefore we partnered with Samoa Pacific Group. It turned out that they needed a CSD to operate the wastewater treatment plant that they were building to support their master plan for the town of Samoa. Now, they could have just formed a really small CSD for just the town of Samoa, but they graciously decided, under the leadership of Dan Johnson, to fund the more expensive task to create a larger CSD for the entire peninsula. I'm really proud of this private-public partnership because it leveraged the strengths of each to bring far-reaching benefits to the community. Fast forward, and today there are a lot of exciting things happening on the peninsula. The Samoa Town Master Plan is well on its way, with 80 new residential units having been built, a brand new wastewater treatment plant that's being operated by the CSD, and major infrastructure improvements occurring throughout Samoa to support future phases of home construction and business park development. At the same time, the CSD is going after grant funding to extend sewer service to the rest of the peninsula. Now, this can solve some long-standing water quality problems that septic systems are creating for the groundwater and the Humboldt Bay waters. And at the same time, having a sewer system throughout the peninsula is critical to supporting some of the most recent economic activities proposed for the peninsula. So the future of the peninsula is truly bright as it steps up once again to be an economic engine for the Humboldt Bay region while also being a great place to live and recreate. This has been Troy Nicolini with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.